I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 30 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story is breaking news. A House committee has just passed Senator Mike Kennedy's bill that would ban minors from transgender-related surgery. The measure now moves on to the full House for consideration after it also passed in the Senate. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is joining us live in the studio. Lindsay?
Yeah, Jeff, I've been monitoring this hearing for the last 4 hours. I will have you note that this committee has been going on for a while now. But the version that was just passed out of the committee is a little bit significant in that the version that was passed puts a sunset date for the pause on the hormone blocker piece of this bill. So what this bill does is prohibits gender-related surgeries for minors. It also puts a pause on them receiving treatment for hormone blockers. It does not affect anyone who is currently receiving hormone treatments right now, but it does put a date in place of when this will be banned after, I believe it's in May. But also that pause on the moratorium on hormone treatments will end in 4 years. That's something they put in the bill today. So that is a pretty significant change to the bill because that is something advocates were saying. If you don't put a date in this bill, then it's just a ban until you revisit it. So now this bill says that the legislature has to come back in 4 years and take a look at this moratorium and decide if they're going to ban these hormone treatments again. Meanwhile, the bill also requires a group of doctors and physicians to gather research, so they can look at what these hormone treatment, what effect they have on minors, Jeff.
So this is going to be revisited by the legislature at some point in the future.
Yeah, in 4 years. It sounds like that is kind of the moratorium on that piece of the bill. Now, we still have the full House that has to vote on it, but I do think it is significant that that piece got in there because that was one of the major oppositions was that if you don't put a moratorium on the hormone blockers, then it's just a ban. You could never come and revisit it. So that is something that is in the bill now.
Well, today, hundreds of parents and transgender advocates were at the Capitol opposing the entire bill.
The steps of the Utah State Capitol were filled with blue, pink, and white transgender flags today. Aaron Welcher with the ACLU of Utah says many transgender people in Utah feel attacked by the Utah legislature.
We know that it's always been more than about just sports. And this year, the Utah legislature has proven that to be a fact.
Three transgender-related bills are quickly moving through the legislature. The only Republican in the Senate to openly oppose, Senator Daniel Thatcher, spoke personally with several teens today during the rally. One of those bills would ban transgender-related surgery for anyone under 18 years old. Another would ban minors from making changes to their birth certificates. And the last would require parents' permission before schools change students' names on their records. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Another school in Ogden is shutting its doors. The school district says this is the third to close because of declining birth rates and the new proposed school boundaries.
Gramercy Elementary, Taylor Canyon Elementary, and now James Madison Elementary have all fallen victim to revamped school boundaries and a decline in Ogden students. The new boundaries stem from the changing birth rates and enrollment in the school district. The Utah Board of Education found a decline in enrollment, falling 11.3% from the 2018-2019 school year. And Davis Demographics projects that by 2031, enrollment will fall 16%. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Federal officials are accusing Google of anti-competitive practices. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Justice Department in eight states have filed a lawsuit against Google for unfair business practices. Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta accuses the online giant of monopolizing digital ad revenue.
We allege that Google has captured that revenue for its own profits and punished publishers who sought out alternatives.
Anti-competitive practices were also the subject of a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Ticketmaster in the hot seat over what went wrong during the pre-sale for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. Taylor Swift's fans also wanted to make their voices heard on that subject. They rallied outside the Capitol during the hearing. Inside the hearing, Ticketmaster's competitors accused it of unfair business practices. Ticketmaster says more needs to be done to control online bots that cripple the purchasing experience. Classified documents have been found in former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. After hearing about documents at the Biden residence, Pence's attorney conducted a search of his home and found around a dozen documents marked classified. In November, ABC's David Muir asked Pence about classified materials after the raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
Let me ask you, as we sit here in your home office in Indiana, did you take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Pence's attorney says the documents were inadvertently boxed and transported to Pence's home at the end of the last administration. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
It's been closed. Disney has closed Splash Mountain at the Magic Kingdom theme park in Orlando. The company is planning to reimagine the legendary ride to remove any ties to that controversial movie Song of the South. Some fans filed a petition to keep the ride's name the same. KSL News Time 6:06.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.